leadership and management require that you set goals. This expert essay covers the six major themes of leadership and management development. The six leadership and management development themes are as follows. Your leadership and management development program needs to be centered on the six essential leadership management skills, namely the ability to set and achieve your goals, to communicate clearly, to manage time and prioritize and delegate work, to manage conflict and handle difficult people, to create and sustain a positive mental attitude, especially during tough times, to inspire others and create a positive, productive atmosphere. If you want to know more about each of these six skills, then please read on Leadership and Management Development. Your organization needs people with good leadership and management ability. But leadership and management is a complex set of skills. You therefore may need to train some of your people in the art and science of leadership and management. And you may, therefore, be online, looking for a good leadership and management course that will teach them all the essential skills that will allow them to develop their abilities as a leader, manager. Question: What are the essential skills that will allow your people to develop their skills as a leader and manager? Answer: There are six primary leadership and management skills. Each leader-manager must possess these skills if they are to function well in the role. To the degree that any one or combination of the following skill sets is missing from any individual member of the management team is the same degree that he or she is likely to fail as a leader-manager. In other words, each of the following skill sets are essential skill sets for the leader-manager. The ability to 1. Set goals and achieve them within the agreed time limit. 2. Communicate with accuracy and clarity. 3. Plan ahead, meaning the ability to formulate practical plans of action, properly manage their time and prioritize tasks. 4. Handle conflict situations and difficult people. 5. Self-motivate and inspire a sense of self-confidence and personal initiative. 6. Inspire others to act with a sense of rational optimism and, as a coordinated union of people, to follow the plan and achieve the goal in the most efficient manner possible. Let us look at each of these abilities, one at a time, and examine each one in turn. 1. The ability to set goals and achieve them within the agreed time limit. Success may be defined as the achievement of a worthwhile and valuable goal. Success, therefore, by definition, requires goals. To be successful requires that you set goals and achieve them. To be successful requires that your leaders and managers become what we like to call goal-focused individuals. Becoming a goal-focused individual is the first step in becoming a better leader and manager. All successful individuals and teams are, and must be, goal-focused. If you want to win a gold medal at the Olympic Games, then you would need to focus on that goal for years before you could achieve it. If you wanted your organization to rank number one in your industry, then you would have to focus on that goal for years before you could achieve it. If you wanted to develop your products to the acme and the epitome of perfection, then you would have to focus on that goal for years. The ability to hold a specific, long-range goal in mind, if necessary, for years, is the first and most important step in becoming a better leader-manager. The alternative to becoming a goal-focused individual is to not become a goal-focused individual. A person with no goal focuses a person that we call a drifter. A drifter is a person who lacks a clear vision of the future. A drifter may be a person with a great intellect, with a great education, with a great mind, and may have a very pleasing personality. But a drifter will never be a great leader or a great manager. How can he be? He is a drifter. A drifter drifts. He drifts into work, he drifts around the corridors, and he drifts into meetings. During meetings he has a tendency to mentally drift off. At the end of the day, he drifts home again. There is no sense of goal-focused mental activity. And you begin to wonder, how come John is not doing better than he is? With his education and with his intellect you would expect him to be doing better than he is. Instead of running the whole show, John is in the slow lane. The reason that John is not doing as well as his education and intellect would suggest he could is that he is not yet locked on target. He has not yet set his sights on a long-range, worthwhile and valuable goal. On the other hand, Lindsay is a goal-focused individual. She always is talking about where she sees the organization 6 months to a year ahead, and is intently engaged in building plans and formulating to-do lists that will drive the processes in the direction dictated by her imagination. Lindsay is always on the case, and there is a sense that her brain is buzzing with ideas. She is intent and focused. Lindsay is the leader and John is not. John may have the more impressive CV, but nevertheless he is excluded from the class of leader, as he has not yet switched on his goal focus machinery. What is the nature of a proper goal? A proper goal should, 1, be specific and numerically described, as opposed to being vague and ambiguous. 2, be of medium to long range time frame. 3, be highly valuable, morally sound and beneficial to all concerned. 4, be logically possible, meaning the goals should not require any miracles for their achievement. 5, be believable. 6, be embedded deep into the mind of the leader manager, and should form a part of his or her everyday thinking. As a leader manager, clarifying your goal in any situation is the one most important thing you can do, because if you do not know your goal, then you will not recognize objects that are consistent with the goal, and therefore opportunities to win will pass by unrecognized and unutilized. If you do know your goal, then you will identify every object and all ideas that are consistent with the goal, and therefore your opportunities to win will multiply themselves exponentially. Step 1 to leadership and management development is the development of a goal-focused mentality and a simultaneous rejection of all signs of mental drifting. Now you have achieved goal focus, you have your first leadership management fundamental. What is the second leadership and management fundamental skill set? Answer: the ability to communicate clearly. This is the subject of the second BLOG in this series. If you want to know more, please click any of the links below. 1, to set and achieve your goals. 2, to communicate clearly. 3, to manage time and prioritize and delegate work. 4, to manage conflict and handle difficult people. 5, to create and sustain a positive mental attitude, especially during tough times. 6, to inspire others and create a positive, productive atmosphere. Please follow the link for details about our leadership and management development training.